It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, will you please open up the prayer line with prayer?
Father, I just thank you this evening as we come together to hear the word of the Lord, to revive and to resurrect our soul. God, we need you this hour. We need the Spirit of God to move in our lives like never before. Lord, I thank you that the word you are going to manifest tonight will come forth and will not return void. Lord, I thank you right now that as we are opening our ears, that we will be receptive to what the Spirit of God is saying. Not just as itching ears to hear a message that says, ooh, that made me feel right and that made me feel good, but the ears to have a convicting heart when we are wrong and when we need to repent and to do the will of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the word right now that washes us and makes us as white as snow, that cleanses us. And I ask that you touch Pastor Smith as she's presenting the word of God, that the anointing that destroys every yoke come forth, and that your people will be set free. Those that are sinners will come to salvation. We believe and declare by faith, we bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to come against this prayer line to cause any discord or any destruction or distraction. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus is protecting our time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara. Sister Tamara. Sister Penny, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I apologize.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Hello? Can you hear me?
God bless you, and remember the four ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first way is choosing our prayer line, which you are all a part of. The second is our Wednesday night prayer line at 8 p.m., and that number is Pacific Standard Time, and that number is 916-588-9688. The third way is in person every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Drive in North Highlands, California, which is in Sacramento County. The fourth way is to listen live to the Word every Sunday at 2:15 p.m., and that number is 916-588-9688. Remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving all praise to the glory of God, to His wondrous work. And please mute your phone when you're not speaking. Also, I want to make another announcement, which is we were having a coat drive again this year for all the kids who are in need in our ministry in the surrounding area. And if you could give me your child's name and coat size, you could text that to me or give me a phone call. My number is 209-818-3531. I need that information for your child size by December the 3rd, and we will have the codes to hand out by December 17th. Also, we're including hats and gloves as well. And whatever we have left over, we are in communication with a local school, Collier Elementary, which is in the North Highlands area, which is in the community of Full Gospel House of Prayer. We will be donating the clothes, well, the coats and the hats and gloves to them. Thank you. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I do. This is Penny again. My testimony is when we were in a 3-day shut-in, I asked you to pray for a little boy. His name is AJ. He has been all over the news. His father was arrested, and he could not receive a kidney transplant because of his father was arrested, even though his father had gotten out. Well, we prayed in a 3-day shut-in. The prayer that was prayed was that a kidney would come forth, and he would immediately get a kidney because the hospital wanted to wait sometime in January or later, and everyone was, you know, kind of scared the fact that this young child would actually die because he was born without any kidneys. And so the prayer was heard. God answered that prayer. And little AJ, 2 years old, he did not get his father's kidney, even though he was a perfect match. He did get a kidney. A kidney came forth on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. So I thank God for his signs and wonders and the fact that that prayer went forth and God heard that prayer. So I thank him for it.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Amen, Pastor Smith. That young lady that just testified, I saw that on the news. I saw that. You know, God is a good God, and I thank God for the prayer line. The Bible tells us faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I just thank God, Pastor Smith. This morning I woke up and the Lord gave me 2 Chronicles 7:14. I know we all know it. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And the Lord just began to let me know there's nothing that he will not do for his children. All it requires on our part is faith. Faith enough to know that God loves us. So I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for what he's doing. And I want you to pray for me.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you tonight for the prayer line. We thank you, O God, for your Spirit. We ask that God will forgive us for any sin that will hinder prayer tonight. We need your anointing, O God, to breathe upon this Word to bring life to it. And we thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Matthew, the 4:19-25. And the last, in the same book, Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 24 through 27. Again, Matthew 4, verses 19 through 25, and Matthew 17, verses 24 through 27. When everyone get that book, can you please say amen, please?
Amen.
Praise God. This is a word of encouragement. We have been, I've really been encouraging the people of God in the fellowship because they're going into a journey of a fresh start. And the Spirit of the Lord always encourages us when we're going into a fresh start. And there are you that God is moving over your life right now and things going to spring forth. And there's a movement by the power of God for a new beginning and a new, you on this journey with a new beginning. And that's a fresh start. And God continuously to do that throughout our lives. He bring in new experience, new people, fresh information, new location, new life begin to spring forth. And it's by the Holy Spirit. And this is a word to encourage you. We're almost into the time of the new year. Believe in God for a fresh start. And so this is the word to encourage you. That's what our shed-in was about, that God anoint his people for the fresh start. And this word is a word to encourage you because we have been called to follow Jesus. And we know when we are followers of Jesus, there's a harvest out there. And that harvest belongs to the Lord Jesus. It's plentiful, but the labors are few. And so he wants people to go into the harvest to do kingdom work. And they are to follow Jesus to accomplish this. And that prayer was so beautiful, Sister Sabrina, because a follower of Jesus is a person who have repented, who have acknowledged their sin, have came to God by faith and renounced those things, and God enabled them. That's true repentance, meant to turn from those evil and wicked ways. And he enabled us to walk in new life. So a follower is a repentant spirit. And you are a follower of Christ, and you receive his blessing. It's very simple, just those three steps. And that's when a fresh start began in your life. A repentant spirit, a follower of Christ, and you receive his blessing. And we're going to see this by the word of God. But there are some things that happens on the way. And tonight, we're going to deal with these issues. And we're going to pray and believe God. When you are a follower of Jesus, you're in the world, but you're not of this world. It means I'm here in this world. You're around all kinds of spirits. You're around all kinds of impurities and wickedness, which is toxic. But you're in the world, but you're not of this world. And this is many times followers have a problem in dealing with toxic spirit, meaning people are in their lives that's toxic. And we're going to see this by the word of God. Matthew 4:19-25, please. Sister Tamara.
Oh,
someone needs to.
I was muted.
4:19-25, please.
And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went all about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with the devil, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them.
This is so important, saints of God. Jesus said to them, follow me. He seen these men. He said, follow me, and I will teach you and make you fishers of mankind. They left their net and went with him. They followed him. He saw two brothers, James and John. They were with their father in a boat, getting their net ready to fish. Jesus called them. They followed him. They left their boat and their father and went with him. Jesus went all over teaching and preaching the good news about the kingdom, healing all who had all kinds of diseases and sickness. The news about him spread through the land, and people brought to him all those who were sick and suffering from all kinds of diseases and disorders. People with demons, people that was insane, with physical disability. And it became a large crowd, and they followed him. And we're seeing in this book that they released, they were detached. They put everything down, and they follow him. And so many disciples are having a hard time detaching themselves from toxic people. When toxic people come into your life, they drain you, saints of God. They drain you mentally and emotionally. A toxic spirit, I'm talking about a spirit tonight. You're going into a fresh place. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. We're going to have keys tonight so that you know when these spirits are draining you. You know when these toxic spirits is involved in your life, who's draining you of your energy, of your emotion, your mental outlook about things. A toxic spirit is a spirit that have a spirit of drama. There's always some drama in that person's life. Everywhere they go, there's drama. Drama all the time. Something is always wrong. A toxic spirit is a spirit that judges your past. Your past is under the blood, saints of God. But a toxic spirit will judge your past. A toxic spirit have no empathy, have no compassion. A toxic spirit have a controlling spirit. And it wants you to do what they want you to do. It's a controlling spirit. A toxic spirit love to talk about people negative, that's mean gossip, and they find anything to talk about. And they will not acknowledge when God is causing things to be accomplished in your life. What am I saying? They won't celebrate with you. They won't celebrate with you. They won't encourage you. I'm talking about a toxic spirit. These are draining spirits of your energy. And that's the time you have to cut off that cord. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. How do you cut off a cord that's toxic in your life? You pray. You pray the word of God. You pray that the Spirit of God would open up their heart and plant a word in their heart. You send a word to be planted in their heart, saints of God. That's what it says in Colossians 4 and 3, I believe. You pray that God open up an utterance to them, that Spirit of God will come in and reveal himself to them. You pray that they have a spirit to be a hunger in them, the thirst for righteousness. The word of God said in Matthew 5 and 6, blessed are they which do hunger. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You pray for them to have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. You pray that the Father draw them, John 6:44. No man can come to him except the Father, which has sent Jesus, draw him. Can't come to God unless you pray that God will draw them. Because 2 Peter 3 and 9 said, he desired that none perish, but all come into repentance. So you can be successful in this fresh start. That's what God wants us to be successful in the fresh start. That's what my prayer is for the fellowship that we are a part of, that you have a successful fresh start. And when those toxic spirits is sent out by the evil one to drain you, you need to pray that the Spirit of God intercede that these people be set free and so they can be blessed of the Lord. That's what God desires. He desired that none perish, but all come into repentance. Because we're in the world, saints. We're not of the world. And you're going to always have a toxic spirit in your midst. You can't just disappear and evaporate. You're in the world. You're still alive. So there will be all kinds of things on your job, in your family, in your fellowship, all around you, all the time. Talk about toxic spirit. And those spirits will drain you emotionally. Those spirits will drain you mentally. Those spirits will pull from you. And when you realize that, that's when you begin to pray for spirits to release people. You don't just cast them out and renounce them, that you cut them off. God wants you to pray. That's what the Spirit of God wants you to do. That, I'm telling you, it works. We had a great testimony on Sunday. The young lady had a problem, and so God delivered her, and she wanted the whole church to hear it. And so they set it up on the speaker for the whole church to hear. She was involved with a toxic spirit. There was so much coming against her. And the Spirit of the Word went to her as she called for prayer. And she was going through so much. She was saying, I need more prayer. And I just had to tell her, sweetie, I prayed for you twice about this. I'm not praying about this anymore. It's done. You got to begin to praise God. You got to begin to thank God. Because what the prayer went for, that God delivered that person, that God go in and minister to that person, that God soften that person's heart, that God would put new words in that person's mouth. And everything that was prayed happened. The young lady's life was totally changed. That toxic spirit no longer offends her, no longer is hurting words. They are working together in unity because the Lord desires. I kept telling her, God don't want that person to be exterminated. He wants that person saved, sweetie. And the word has been sent that the Spirit of God go and deal with that personality, that the Spirit of God deal with that spirit of tormenting that individual, that the Spirit of God will give him understanding, that the Spirit of God will draw him to be compassionate. And her testimony was, God did everything. He supernaturally blessed her and gave her a fresh start where she was having complications getting back and forth to work, gave her a new car, where she needed a better job, gave her a better job. He opened up tremendous doors for her and brought her in a relationship that was healthy. That toxic spirit wanted to consume her, was drawing from her, was draining her. But the power of the word, I'm talking about the word of God tonight, what the word would do. And we're going to see by the word of God tonight. You're going into a fresh start, saints. You got to receive this by faith. And when the enemy come to bring a drought in your life, God will give you direction, he will supply, and he's going to care for you in your fresh start. I don't care what you're going through. If it's your time for a fresh start tonight, I want you to attach yourself to the word of God tonight. And when the enemy come to bring in a drought, you know before a blessing come, the devil bring in calamities. He bring in all kinds of storms. And when that drought system desire to come in and try to overtake you, I say try to overtake you, I want you to know tonight in a drought, God will give you direction and he will supply because he's your resource, thanks of God. He's our resource. The Lord have total control over everything. And when we tap into his resources, when we tap into his resources, they're unlimited, thanks of God. It's so much will change in your life concerning when you tap into it. I want you to tap into it tonight. Matthew 17:24-27, please.
And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free? Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened its mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee.
This was Jesus revealing to them, I am your resource. This was a miracle provision by the Spirit of God through Jesus. They were in this place where it was tax time. They wasn't citizens of that place, but because they were there and they asked them these questions about, are you prepared to pay your taxes? And so Jesus didn't want the disciple or himself to be offended, to bring offense into that place. What am I saying tonight, saints of God? God will open a door for you. And when that door is open, when there is something you have need of, God's not going to allow you to have offenses. Meaning, he's not going to cause that place to be irritated and to be annoyed, for you to be insulted, for you to be a stumbling block, for them to find fault with you. God will stop the attack of the enemy by working a miracle for you. What did he do? He gave Peter direction. He told Peter what to do. Peter followed the commands of Jesus, what Jesus had predicted. He followed those things. Peter caught the fish because Jesus said, you're going to catch this fish, and the coins will be exactly to pay the temple tax. What am I saying? God will physically maintain you because you are sons and daughters of the kingdom of God. You are followers of Christ. You are disciples. You are daughters and sons of the kingdom. And the Spirit of God has plenty of resource in his kingdom that he gives to his sons and his daughters and his followers. You are in relationship with him, saints of God. That's why I'm trying to encourage you tonight. This is Philippians 4 and 19. He said he will supply all of your needs. Every need he will supply. And what's so beautiful about the Spirit of God, Isaiah 48 and 17 said, I'm the Lord God which teach thee to profit, which lead thee by the way that thou should go. He will lead you in the way and give you direction for you to profit, for you to be able to take care of yourself more than enough. He proved that they were following the right man, Jesus. So this is an encouragement word to you tonight. Those toxic spirits, God don't want you to take these spirits with you into your fresh start. When these disciples followed Jesus, they followed him. They didn't have all this stuff attached to them. And they seen the workings of the Lord. They seen the demonstration of God in action. They seen the Spirit of God. They didn't have anything attached to them. This is a word to encourage you tonight. You that need a fresh start, and you that know how your environment is, you know what's around you. You know the drama you may be going through on your job with family members, with loved ones, with kindreds, with friends, in relationship, whatever. If there's drama, you don't want to take that drama into 2018. Anything that's causing you to be drained, anything that's negative affecting you, anything that's trying to control your life, Jesus must be the controller. Anything that's causing you not to accomplish everything that God wants you to accomplish. Spirits that's constantly pulling up your past, thanks to God. I'm encouraging you tonight. You need a fresh start. You need to pray and send the word for God to deliver these people from strongholds. I'm talking about stronghold, because any time a person with a toxic spirit, that's a wounded person. That's a person that's hurt. That's a person that's wounded. That's a person that's need delivered. That's a person that went through some trauma in their lives, and all they bring forth is drama. That's a person that needs the Spirit of God to go in and minister to their heart, for the Spirit of God to go in and draw them to him. And that's so important, saints of God. That's why we are called disciples, followers of Christ. And this will be your greatest year you're going into, saints of God. I'm encouraging you. I'm seeing people's lives been changed before 2018. I'm seeing them detaching themselves from those spirits. I'm seeing how they are praying and how they trust in God. And they refuse to go into 2018 with the same old drama, with the same old hindrance, with the same old negative vibes, with the same old things that's come to control in the Spirit of God. You have a work to do. It is harvest time, people of God. And God's going to bless those disciples that's doing kingdom work. He will cause every provision to be made for you in spite of whatever is going on in your life. I'm telling you, when a drought comes and when a need that you have, that you don't have it in the natural, that's when the Spirit of God go forth and make provision. He'll open a door. He opened a door for those disciples. He paid those taxes by an act of God. It was a miracle. He made provision. And so tonight, this is the word to encourage you that God will direct you. He will supply that need as you go into your fresh start. And you're going to begin to pray by faith that the Spirit of God will provoke these spirits that want to tag along with you, that want you to be hindered, that don't want you to go into this new beginning, that don't want your doors, the doors to be open for you, that want to cause continued drama in your life, that want your life to be out of control, that want you to feel like you're not worthy. You are worthy. Because of what Christ did on the cross, you are worthy. He came forth and made you right through his righteousness, thanks of God. That's a principle that works when you tap into him. He overruled the enemy. His laws stand. His righteousness, his virtues stand for you. His goodness, he's trustworthy. He will do these things for you because those are the attributes of the Holy Ghost. He is a compassionate God. It's time for a fresh start. I was praying for a sister today, and she wanted a fresh start about 4 or 5 months ago. She called me with a testimony. She said, I want to be able to be a blessing when my relative comes in. I need my inside of my house refurbished. But I don't know how I'm going to do it. But it's a desire because I want to be a blessing when my relatives come in, because she has a sick relative. They come in to visit where they won't have to go to the hotel. She called me today just before the prayer line. She said it worked. She said by an act of God, someone blessed me with some money. I called the contractor. I went out and picked out all of my appliances. I picked out everything I need to refurbish my house. And it will be done in the next few weeks. Because she needed a fresh start. And she's a disciple. And God made provision, thanks of God. I want to encourage you tonight that the Spirit of God says, this is your time. Don't let this opportunity pass you by, saints of God. You know those spirits that's irritating you. You know those spirits that's draining you. You know those spirits that's trying to control your destiny. It don't have to be. Because you can pray. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. And the Spirit of God will come in and perfect that thing. The Spirit of God will overthrow, the Spirit of God will overrule, the Spirit of God will make it come in submission to his will, because there are people you got have to be around. You just can't disappear. He said to follow peace. He's a God of peace, and you need peace from God to do harvest work. Do anyone have need of a prayer tonight? We want to pray for you if you have a need. We want to stand before God and go to the throne room. Do anyone have a prayer request tonight? Father, we thank you tonight. This is a word of encouragement for your people who's going to a fresh start, and that they're going to receive the blessings of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. There's no sorrow with your blessing. But God, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And there's so many elements around us on our jobs and our home and our family and relationship. Things that's going on and on and on that's hindering us from going into a fresh start. These toxic spirits. So I come in agreement with your word tonight, Father Jesus. Who the Son set free is free indeed. You desire none perish, but all come into repentance. There are people, oh God, in our lives that we desire for them to prosper. We want them to do well. But they are so toxic. They drain us till we get tired. We get emotionally tired. We get physically tired. We get mentally tired. But we just can't cast them away because they're a family member, their husband, their wife, their relationship, their children, their co-workers. There are people that we got to interact with. And so far you gave us a solution tonight by your word. And God, we thank you tonight that these spirits come subject to your word, Father, that we send the word of God now, John 6:44, to draw in those that's not saved. They can't be drawn unless you draw them, Father, that the spirit of God concerning Colossians 4:3, that the spirit of God will begin to circumcise their heart and open up a door of utterance, that the spirit of God concerning Matthew 5:6, give them a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, oh God. Because we have to live with people, oh God. We just can't go into another planet. We have to live with all kinds of people. But we are harvest workers. So I ask in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God move in areas that we can't move because we are praying. We release the word of God to go to those places that we can't go tonight and begin to touch God, the people that's in our lives, the people that we have to fellowship with, the people that we have to interact with, the people we have to work with, people that we are married to, children that we are born have brought into earth, those spirits, God, that have attached themselves to them, that's draining us, oh God, that causes us to be tired, our grandchildren, our loved ones, our friends, oh God, that we just can't discard because, God, you sent your Son, for God so loved the world, he came for the purpose, oh God, for mankind. He came because of obedience to the Spirit of God. He came because of obedience, and we are to be obedient tonight in Jesus' name. So we send out a word. We send out a word that will come in now and begin to touch them wherever they are and to bring things in order, Father. We thank you for the peace of God that passes understanding. You say you bless the peacemakers in Jesus' name. We want them to become peacemaker, God, and not drama kings and queens. We want them to become peacemaker, God. Don't want them to control our lives because God in control. Won't want them to find faults and gossip about anybody. We want them to be peacemakers, God. You said you bless the peacemakers. You said they shall be called the children of God in Jesus' name. So the word has been sent now to those families, God, to those relationships, to the work site, to whatever place, God, that we have to commune with people. We have to gather with people. We send the word of God to do whatever need according to your word to bring deliverance and peace to them, to heal them, oh God, for whatever has crushed their life, whatever has brought drumming in their life, whatever, God, has caused harm in their life, that the healing verses of Jesus go and heal them tonight in Jesus' name. We pray for the homeless. We ask the Spirit of God make provision for the homeless. We thank you for the law of God to overrule every law that's hindering the homeless. We pray now that housing be available for them. We pray for those, oh God, that rent control come subject to the word. We thank you for that law shall grain in the earth, oh God, that the Spirit of God would cause things to be in restraint. God, we thank you. We sometimes forget to pray that capitalism, hallelujah, is a spirit, oh God. It's a spirit for the mighty to have much, but the poor will always be among us. We pray that's a sinful spirit, God. We come against that spirit tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will open up doors for needs to be met for the poor, that the Spirit of God will move in places we cannot move in Jesus' name. We thank you tonight, Father Jesus, for moving now and drawing in the unsaved, causing prodigal sons and daughters to return back to God, to bless those in fellowship tonight in Jesus' name. We pray for healing for those that need healing in the name of Jesus, for relationship, for families in Jesus' name. Those that are sick with diseases, you say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. We pray in Jesus' name for those that are unemployed, that employment doors be open, that they have gainful employment in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, for those on fixed income, that the Spirit of God go into that place where they have a Social Security check that's not meeting the need, retirement that's not meeting the need. Be their provider. Be their resources tonight in Jesus' name. For those that's getting ready to buy houses, oh God, that the Spirit of God bring everything in submission, God, for them to go in to be homeowners, to have a house, oh God, without being under the power of a landlord. We ask that the Spirit of God will move in those areas, that those that are seeking housing in Jesus' name, that you provide for them in the name of Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will overrule, come against everything that will hinder our miracles tonight. Come against everything that will stop our fresh start tonight. God, I thank you tonight for the Spirit of God is provoked tonight to move into their fresh start. They're not going to let no spirit hinder them, because greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world. We thank you for 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that's in you tonight than he that's in the world. And we thank you tonight. We ask that the Spirit of God will bless the people tonight, those that will be gathering, oh God, over this season, that the Spirit of God would keep them safe, would keep them sound. Oh, God, that you will ward off the evil one, that Psalms 91 will be upon us, oh, God, as we go in and out, that the Spirit of God will protect us, God, from the thief that would desire to snatch persons, that would desire to break into cars, that the Spirit of God will protect, oh, God, us, oh God, as we're out and about. And we thank you for these angels now to now go and encamp round about us. And we give you praise for it. We give you thanksgiving for it tonight in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints, and get prepared for your fresh start, because he's a God of new beginnings, many beginnings. And this is a new beginning. Get ready for it. Get prepared emotionally, spiritually. Get prepared. Thank God for it. Begin to praise God for it, that the former things are over with and you're going into new beginning. A fresh start is yours, because that's what the word said, Isaiah 48. He wants you to have a fresh start, saints of God. Be encouraged. God love you, and I pray for your strength and pray for me. God bless.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in 858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.